overseas, while at the same time we've been watching millions of immigrants being imported who erode wages. This is a real problem. This is a real problem. Up and down the labor chain, from high-tech jobs to low-tech jobs, mass immigration is a severe problem. It isn't necessary. It isn't ethical. It has to be addressed, confronted, stopped. We've been speaking up now, the entire country speaking up, and FAIR is leading that conversation. Go to fairus.org. Get informed and make a difference. That's fairus.org. Make your voice heard on this crucial issue, because now's the time. And FAIR is an outstanding organization. It's headed by my buddy Dan Stein. fairus.org. Check it out, by the way. They have a great website. There's nothing that requires our sovereignty, our society, to import as many poor people as possible. That is destructive to a country because they don't assimilate. And you can see it, by the way, at these so-called protest rallies, at these Trump events. There's nothing that requires that. And it can be stopped or limited. It can be stopped or limited. But when we're talking about goods and services, trading goods and services, that is healthy for our country. That creates wealth. That creates jobs for American citizens in this country from all walks of life. And I'll continue to fight for it, because the real elitists are the phony protectionists, the phony populists, the phony tariff advocates. They're the real elitists. I'll be right back.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, everybody. This is Hour 2. I am Mark Levin. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. By the way, we're going to get to Barack Milhouse. Oh, yes, Obama. Castro. Cuba. Before we do, there's something very fascinating up on the Drudge Report, and it links to the American Mirror, Kyle Olson. It's a video of Bill Clinton. I'm not sure what to make of this. I don't know if the guy's losing it or if he believes this. Perhaps the latter. But I want to play this for you because all the backbenchers, no doubt, will be jumping all over this tomorrow. That and Trump, 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 Trump. So let's do it. Let's put up the volume. Cut 22. Go.
And literally from the time I met her 45 years ago till we talked yesterday, she is the best change maker I have ever known. She always finds a way to make something good happen, to make people feel empowered, to buy people into the process, to make democracy work the way the framers intended for it to work. Now, if you don't believe we can all grow together again, if you don't believe we're ever going to grow again, if you believe it's more important to relitigate the past, there may be many reasons that you don't want to support. But if you believe we can all rise together, if you believe we've finally come to the point where we can put the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us and the 7 years before that when we were practicing trickle-down economics and no regulation in Washington, which is what caused the crash, then you should vote for her, because she's the only person who basically has good ideas, will tell you how she's going to pay for them, can
That's
be
enough.
Commander in chief.
So the awful last 8 years behind us. But if you believe we can all rise together, if you believe we're finally come to the point where we can put the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us and the 7 years before that, when we were practicing trickle-down economics and no regulation in Washington, which is what caused the crash, then you should vote for her. Ladies and gentlemen, aside from his imbecilic comment as a substantive matter, I think he clearly meant by this, even though he'll step back, he'll apologize, his surrogates will try and, you know, cloud the border and so forth. When he says the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us and the 7 years before that when we were practicing trickle-down economics and no regulation in Washington. By that he means Bush, which of course is preposterous, because Bush was a big government establishment type, but let's play along. The last 8 years, he just got his years mixed up. Obama and his awful legacy. Well, now that should be interesting. That should be very interesting, I think. You'd think that's worthy of attention, wouldn't you? I would think it's worthy of attention, or I wouldn't have played it. Oh, yes. All right, now let's move on to one of the greatest disgraces to ever serve in the White House, and that would, of course, be Barack Milhouse, Benito Obama. I talk about this at great length on LevinTV.com tonight. I get into it very deeply, very substantively. I also get into this whole philosophical issue of conservatism and progressivism, as well as many, many, many other issues. I hope you'll watch it tonight. But in the meantime, Barack Obama goes to Cuba, as you're well aware. He's all excited. He's there for 3 days. He acts like he's talking to the people of Cuba. The people of Cuba have no say in anything. He talked this morning about how Calvin Coolidge took a battleship to Cuba, and I would argue that's the only way to visit Cuba these days, with a battleship. How he flew Air Force One there, it took him 2 or 3 hours, you know. And they all laughed, the surrounded nudniks and other bootlickers. And here's the thing. What about all those people who try to get off that prison state island, the police state, to try and come to America? He doesn't talk about them or to them, does he? And, of course, leading up to Obama's historic visit to Cuba, what next? His historic visit to Zimbabwe? And after that, his historic visit to Venezuela? And then what? His historic visit to ISIS? Oh, yes, they're all historic visits. Yes, they were rounding up people, dissidents, political activists, anyone who disagreed with the mob that is the Castro regime, and forcibly removed them from the streets, took them to their gulags. So Obama's caused a lot of pain and hardship over there. It's an amazing thing, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get our Taco Bells there and get our Marriott hotels up there and all the rest so people will visit it, you know, almost like Disney World. They'll go to Cuba. Oh, look at those people in their 1957 Chevys and their 1958 Chrysler. Look at them. Oh, aren't they wonderful over there? One Potemkin village after another. What's that mean? Google it. One Potemkin village after another, but don't dare travel into the interior of the country. No, 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 no. That would be a big problem. Because there people are starving. They're destitute. They have nothing. They have no hope whatsoever. None. See, Cuba believes in protectionism and populism too. Oh, yes. All these things are done for the people. All these things are done for the people. If you disagree with them, I guess you're an elitist. So a handful of people know how to run the country. They're doing a swell job, too. They don't believe in, you know, spontaneous order over there. They believe in the iron fist order over there. And so people are going, what did we get in return for this? What did we get in return for this? I believe that's what Trump said. The issue isn't what did we get in return for this. When Reagan sought to destroy the Soviet Union, he sought to free people behind the Iron Curtain. Free people in Russia. That's what he sought. Not what could we get out of it. Sometimes you do things because they're the right things to do. And that was the right thing to do. Barack Obama thinks this is a historic visit. It's a historic visit in the sense